Hey everybody, welcome back to Build, Create and Learn a Maker's Journey. I'm Stefan and this is episode 3 of the second season. If you have been following along, you know that lately I've been exploring the world of embedded Linux. First by writing my very first kernel module and then cross-compiling my own character driver. It has been a fascinating process, but today's episode will be a little bit different. I want to step back from the code for a moment and talk about something that sits underneath every technical skill you learn, curiosity. Where it comes from and how it shapes us as makers and why it might even lead us to other topics like hacking or cybersecurity. So think of this episode as a reflection episode, a short pause between two deep dives before we move into the next chapter of this journey. Over the past year, I've been noticed how much I have evolved as a maker, exploring new areas and pushing into unfamiliar territory and learning new facets of what it means to be a maker. All of that helped me grow. I'm more confident now, better at soldering, more fluid in code, and less afraid of frying a component or breaking something. Because breaking things, I've learned, is part of the process. I remember one moment from my childhood that really shaped my mindset. I must have been 8 or 9 when I took apart an old mechanical alarm clock. There were gears, springs, and tiny screws, a whole micro-universe of moving parts. I didn't manage to put it back together, but that didn't matter. What mattered was seeing how it works underneath. That instinct to take things apart and understand what's happening under the hood, that follows me ever since. A couple of years ago, I dove deep into cybersecurity and penetration testing. The process felt strangely familiar. Taking systems apart, looking for weak points and understanding how to make them stronger. Recently, I rediscovered that fascination and started to doing some capture the flag challenges again. Little digital treasure hunts where you test your problem-solving skills in a safe, ethical environment. But I will get to that later. First, let's talk about where curiosity recently took me in the physical world. On the 8th of November, I visited the Maker Fair in Salzburg for the first time. As a curious maker, I wanted to explore what this local scene looked like and what kind of people and project I would meet there. I knew it would not compare to the scale of Hanover or San Francisco, but the spirit is the same. People who build, tinker and share what they learn. After a 2-hour train ride, I met a colleague and we entered the exhibition hall. Right away, I noticed something. Most visitors were families, parents with kids, eyes wide open, bouncing from booth to booth. The first hall was buzzing with activity, tables of tools with materials inviting kids to experiment. Woodworking, laser engraving, textiles and electronics. Universities and schools presented their student projects, proudly standing next to 3D printers, microcontrollers and handmade robots. And that was really beautiful to watch. You could see genuine curiosity on every face. It reminded me that maybe we are all born as makers, tool builders and explorers. And somewhere along the way we just forget. Schools often teach us to remember. But watching those kids, I saw how natural the urge to build and experiment really is. I even bought a small toothbrush robot to take home for my daughter. They were simple to assemble, motors, a battery, and tiny brushes, but full of wonders. She loved them. Maybe that's how a new generation of makers start. In the second hall, the audience shifted, more adults and fewer kids. There were booths from local radio communities, 3D printing and the Chaos Computer Club and some tool makers like the Fixit. One table caught my attention immediately, piled high with old computers and circuit boards. It triggered a wave of nostalgia. I remembered my first computer, an Intel 486, running MS-DOS. Back then, when writing a short BASIC script, felt like opening a secret door. Seeing these old computers brought me back to the moment, the excitement of typing a command and waiting for something to happen. I had hoped for a bit more in terms of professional tools and electronic supplies, things to upgrade my own workshop. But that's not really what the Maker Faire is all about. It was more community-driven, more educational. Less about the new gear and more about the spirit of making. And that's fine. Sometimes it's not about discovering new projects. It's about rediscovering why you start building in the first place. Overall, the fair was worth the visit, a small scale but full of heart. For more technical inspiration, I will probably visit another trade show in the future, but as a reminder of where this movement comes from, curiosity, place and community, it was perfect. On the train ride home, I kept thinking about how similar making and hacking actually are. Both came from the same desire, to understand something deeply enough that you can change it. Whether it's a 3D printed part, a microcontroller or a web application, the process is the same. Observe, test, break, rebuild and repeat. Makers use curiosity to build new things. Hackers use curiosity to reveal how things really work. Both need persistence. Both need critical thinking and both thrive on what-if questions. When you build a product, whether it's software or hardware, you think about the user experience and the reliability. But you also need to think about security. Understanding how something might be exploited isn't about paranoia. It's about craftsmanship. Yet society still to view hackers with suspicion. Pop culture gave us the cliché, a lonely figure in a dark room wearing a hoodie and hammering the keyboard for breaking into the system. Reality couldn't be further from that. In truth, most hackers I know are researchers, testers or educators. People driven by the same curiosity that powers the maker movement. Inside the cybersecurity community, there is a clear distinction between black hats, grey hats and white hat hackers. White hats are ethical hackers, professionals hired to test systems and help companies strengthen them. Black hats are criminals who exploit vulnerabilities for personal gain. I've always identified with the ethical side, using hacking to understand, to improve and to learn. That's exactly why I enjoy Capture the Flag challenges. Each one is like a carefully designed puzzle. A digital escape room where you have to analyze, guess, exploit and finally unlock the flag. When you solve it, there is a rush of satisfaction that's hard to describe. It's not about winning, it's about figuring it out. And maybe that's the real overlap between hacking and making. The satisfaction of understanding something that used to be opaque. The joy of saying, ah, that's how it works. Thinking back to the Maker Faire, I realized how central curiosity is to everything we do. Whether it's soldering a circuit or reverse engineering a piece of software. Curiosity isn't just about a nice-to-have trade. It's the foundation of progress. Somewhere between childhood and adulthood, we start to treat curiosity like a liability. We stop taking things apart because we are afraid of breaking them. Or worse, because we think we are not allowed to. But every innovation, every security breakthrough, every piece of real innovation begins with something asking, what happened if I try this? We should stop separating creativity from security or making from hacking. They belong together. Makers build systems and hackers test them. One imagines possibilities and the other explores the boundaries. Both make the world stronger. Imagine if every makerspace had a small hacker corner, a place where people could safely learn about network security, IoT vulnerabilities, or ethical penetration testing alongside 3D printing and CNC machinery. Imagine if schools taught hacking as a structured curiosity, as a way to train problem solving and resilience. That's what ethical curiosity looks like, a mindset that embraces experimentation and responsibility. It's the realization that understanding how things break isn't destructive, it's creative. Because when we understand failure, we learn how to build better systems, better products, and maybe even better society. And I think that's where my next journey leads, exploring the intersection more deliberately. Leaving the Maker Faire, I felt both inspired and restless. Inspired by all this creativity I saw. Kids building robots and people reviving vintage computers, communities sharing tools and knowledge. But restless because I felt this pull to dig deeper. We, as makers, spend so much time creating new things that we sometimes forget about asking how secure they are and how they might fail. Maybe my role now is to bridge this gap, to merge the maker's curiosity with the hacker's awareness. That's exactly what I plan to explore in the coming month. A new direction, a new project. Something that combines hands-on making with cybersecurity and learning by doing. I will talk more about this very soon. For now, I just want to leave you with this thought. Curiosity isn't just a spark that starts a project. It's the engine that keeps it running. It's what turns the mistakes into insights and frustration into progress. Whether you're soldering a circuit board, coding your first kernel driver, or solving a CTF challenge at midnight. Remember, it all comes from the same place. The desire to understand by exploring. Because in the end, the real difference between a maker and a hacker is just the direction of their curiosity, and both are essential to move the world forward. And if you're listening on YouTube or Spotify, please leave a comment or subscribe, which really helps the others to discover this show. Make sure to also subscribe to the Maker's Logbook, my free weekly newsletter where I share behind-the-scenes notes, project updates, and extra resources. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, let's keep building, creating, and learning together.